Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Ward. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Hudson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Herb Hudson. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley bunts towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Fanzone covering, for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Singleton scores. Jorgensen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fanzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Foote reaches second base with a double. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Herb Hudson. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tyrone for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Frayling now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foot fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing second base. Carmen Fanzone now playing left field. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Ken Frailing. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Swisher moves to third. Mitterwald moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger is hit by the pitch. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. fairly hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Wood's pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foote strikes out. One out. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Fan zone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. John Montague now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.